Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday, obviously, all the attention on the Super Bowl, but we also found out the passing of Pirate great Bob Friend, who came here, played here, and then stayed here and made quite an impression, his friends and family. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, a Pirate for Life, Steve Blass. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. We're down here in Florida getting ready for the Super Bowl, and I got a call from Joe Bilodeau, our alumni director, telling me that Bob had passed. And later on, Bob's son, Bob Jr., called. Was nice enough to call and talk to us about his dad dying the night before Saturday night, and so sad. 88 years old, but Bob Friend, when I came up to the big leagues, Karen and I got into Pittsburgh, having never hardly been there. Once tried out after high school, but that was a long time ago. But he and Pat, his wife, were so good to us, helping us get acclimated to the city, actually helped us go find an apartment. And Bob was my first roommate, kind of took me under his wing. And I tell people, and I've told people for a long time, he's one of those guys that helped me go from a ball player to a major leaguer. You know, where to go, where not to go, what to wear on the road, how to deal with the media, the responsibilities you had for your city and your organization and your teammates. He couldn't have been a better mentor and a better friend when I was getting my feet on the ground in Pittsburgh. Sad news, but... What a strong, good life this Purdue Boilermaker had, and how fortunate we would have him in the city.
So, Steve, you guys were roommates.
Yeah.
Come on now. There's got to be Dish.
Bob was a starter, and when I came up, I was in the bullpen. I didn't know what was going on, and so I was available to pitch every night. And I didn't know when we went on the road that Bob used to walk to these ballparks in the various cities. Yeah. So I said, come on, we're going to walk to the ballpark in Philadelphia. We stayed at the Warwick Hotel downtown. And it took us literally a couple hours to walk down Broad Street, tough neighborhood to walk through. I think we stopped once to get a sandwich. I was exhausted when we got there. Of course, he wasn't going to pitch for the next 3 days. And it was kind of an interesting thing. But am I going to tell a major league veteran Bob Friend that no, I'm going to wait and go on the bus? No, nope, come on, kid, we're going to walk to the ballpark.
Yeah, you're not realizing how long a walk that was, I'm sure.
Oh my goodness, yeah, it was forever, and I was tired, and I had to go down the bullpen and get ready to pitch if I was needed. He was gone going to pitch for a few days, but the best one was in San Francisco when we had an off day. We took a walk around to San Francisco to get a little exercise, and come on, kid, we're going to go get a steam. I didn't know what he was talking about. He belonged to the PAA here in Pittsburgh, and they had a sister kind of arrangement with a club in San Francisco. So we walk into this luxurious health place, and we go into a steam room. Why are we going into this steam room? And I'm sweating, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the heck the deal is. And then the door to this place opens up, and here comes a guy in a tuxedo with a tray, and he's got 6 draft beers. And I said, Bob, what's this? He says, don't worry, kid, we're going to break even today. This is why they call it the big
And what people might not know about Bob Friend is he was one of the founding officers of the Pirates Alumni Association, which has grown and been very active in helping the community. And he also... wasn't he a controller? He was a money guy at some point.
He was a city controller for a while. Yeah, yeah. He was a college graduate from Purdue, and he was a controller, and he worked for the BAB company for quite a while. He actually worked for Commercial Bank and helped us get our first mortgage in 1972 when we bought our house in the South Hills. Alumni director, and also every alumni Christmas party, he would get up and sing some Christmas carols, and he would call me up, and we would lead the group and sing Christmas carols. We weren't very good, but he never let me sit down. He said, "Hey, 28, come on up here and sing, help me sing some Christmas carols." We were such good friends. Well, one other quick story. After I was going so bad those couple of years in the early 70s, and Bob Prince had been let go, and then Ted Potter, the Penguins, was having difficulties. So there was a foursome at Oakmont with Prince, who had just been fired from two jobs. I hadn't thrown a strike in 3 years. Bob Friend had invested in a Holiday Inn, and that wasn't going well. So they actually sent us off and then held everybody back from the first tee because they didn't want anybody to get near us, because this was the lost foursome.
They didn't want to catch anything.
That's right.
That's tremendous.
Oh, my gosh.
Four-time All-Star Bob Friend. And my encounters with him were just always gracious.
Such a wonderful man.
A giver.
Such an upbeat man.
Yep.
And the thing was, you can't forget what a phenomenal pitcher. This guy didn't miss a turn. He was a workhorse. And he just took the ball every day that they wanted him to. I don't know the lifetime stats other than the fact he was one of the great pitchers, and I don't know if he ever went on the disabled list.
That's amazing. Yeah, he pitched
or missed a turn.
568 games, started 477, and came away with a career total 197 wins. Yeah, a workhorse to say the least.
Well, we appreciate you sharing.
And on a ball club that didn't win every year, also.
That's a good point.
Just a great man, great pitcher, great Pittsburgher.
Steve, we appreciate it. And our sympathies to you, partner. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Appreciate that.
Bob Friend, who leaves his wife, Pat, his son, Bob, former professional golfer, and daughter, Missy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.